We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas Davi Menachem Rushem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Aliyah. We're in Yoma Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah said that when it came to Trumas Hadeshen, anyone who wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen was able to do so. There seemed to be no competition for that. There was no interest. It was very early in the morning at Alos HaShachar. And if there were, in fact, a few Kohanim who were interested, they would have a competition and run up the Kevesh and see, run up the ramp and see who would get to the Dalet Amos closest to the top of Mizbech, and he would be Zoche in that. Our Mishnah says that something happened and they had to change it, and there was going to be a lottery for this as well. Maisa Shayu Shneim Shavin V'Ratzin V'Olim Ba'Kevesh. It was a time where there were two people who were competing, and they were neck and neck, and they got right up to the top of the Kevesh. V'Dachaf Echad Mehenes Chaver. One pushed the other one off. V'Nafal V'Nishbaraglo. He fell off the ramp, and he broke his leg. V'Kevan Sharau Beisdin Shabon Lidei Sakana. When Beisdin realized that this lead could to potential danger, Hiskinu Shelo Yehu Tarmin Es HaMezbech Ela B'Pious. You need to do a pious even for Trumas Hadeshen. Now, how many lots did they draw on a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash? Arba'a piyasos hayusham. Mishnah says there were four. V'zeh ha'pious harishon. This was the first. Based on the pasuk b'veis Elohim nahalech b'ragesh, that there should be many people together, there should be trembling, but the idea is that we have many, many people who are all together, assembling a lot of people together, so they, instead of doing one pious all at one time, early in the morning, this way they would have four piyasos, and there will be a lot of people in the Beis HaMikdash at different times during the day. So this was the first pious, the pious of the Trumas Hadeshen, but there were three more that followed. There is a general question whether there was a pious at all on Yom Kippur. After all, the Baal HaMor is of the opinion that since the Avodah was done by the Kohen Gadol, everything, you don't need a pious. What do you need a pious for? We have piyutim of Yom Kippur that speak about a pious. You look at the piyutim of Yom Kippur, indeed, it speaks about the fact that we're lotteries. That doesn't say, Baal HaMor says, that doesn't have to be halachically accurate. We have piyutim that don't have to necessarily tell us exactly what was done. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that there was a pious on Yom Kippur as well, and we went through that process. We certainly need according to some, you need a pious for the Trumas Hadeshen. After all, that was the whole question, whether Kohen Gadol needed to do that anyway. So maybe you could have another Kohen who would be involved in that. And then there's a halacha of doing a pious, even if the Kohen Gadol would be doing all of the avodos. And that is why the Mishnayos here in Yoma discuss them. The next several Mishnayos, according to the Baal HaMor, you have to wonder why these Mishnayos would be here in Maseches Yoma, maybe, and not in Maseches Tamid, if there were no pious on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah here says, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel now, HaPayas HaSheni. So you told me the first pious, the first lot, was the Trumas Hadeshen. What was the second? And this is either, according to everybody, this was daily, and according to the Ramban, even on Yom Kippur. HaPayas HaSheni, Mishochet, who would do the Shechita? That's one person. We're going to speak about 13 Kohanim now. 13 Kohanim. Four original avodos, as we'll see, shchita, zrika, cleaning off the inner mizbeach, and cleaning off the menorah, that's four. And then nine kohanim who were involved in bringing up the limbs up the ramp. So here we go, mishochet, who does the shchita? Now, although we know shchita is ksher bizarre, nonetheless, the kohanim were interested in doing that, because they would come for the pious, and of course it would be for kohanim, because this is the first avodah of the day. The others who claim that although a zar, a non-kohen, could do shchita of a karban, not the karban atamid. Karban atamid l'chatchila should be done by a kohen, but the evidence if a zar, a non-kohen, did it, that's okay. But karban atamid, the daily karban, should be shechted by a kohen. So mishochet was the first kohen. Mizorek, who did the zrikas hadam, the sprinkling of the blood, that was the second kohen. Mi medashen mizbeach hapnimi, who would clear off the ashes of the inner mizbeach, that was the mizbeach hazav in the heichal where the ktoris was, so burnt, whatever had burnt from the ktoris, the ashes had to be removed. Umi medashen es hamenorah, who would clear off the ashes from the menorah. Now this is important because we had mentioned in the past that the Hatovas Haneros, the preparation or the making good of the Neros of the menorah, we had several different opinions in the Rishonim what that meant. That plays a role in what Dishun HaMenorah is as well. According to Rashi and others, this means removing the ashes, may mean also putting in a new wick and new oil. Now that was done in the morning, and the menorah was only lit in the afternoon, and that was lit either by this Kohen in the afternoon, or this was lit by a different Kohen, and they had another pious for that other Kohen. According to the Rambam, you may remember, the Rambam says that they actually lit the menorah in the morning as well. So the Rambam would say, since it was lit in the morning, and the service of removing the ashes from the menorah was as well in the morning, so it was both. Removing the ashes was the whole menorah avodah, was removing the ashes and lighting it as well in the morning. And they would light it, of course, according to him, in the afternoon as well. And then that's the first four kohanim. The next nine is umi mala evarim lakevish. Who would bring up the limbs up to the ramp? Remember, they were placed on the lower half of the ramp. That's in the fourth parak of Tamid. And here we have are divided up by into another nine kohanim. So harosh v'haregel, the head of the animal and the regel. So the head comes first because that's the most important. That comes first when it comes to the carbonola. And then we arrange what comes afterwards. The limbs are arranged according to the Tanakama, according to how much meat there is. So the Rosh has very little meat, but that's the most important. That goes first. The haregel, and the regel is the hind leg, and that has the most meat. So that is brought along with the head of the animal. So, and since it's the right one is more chashuv, so that's brought first. And the left one, hind leg, we'll do later. So the rosh and the regel, that comes first. Then ushtei yadayim. So that was done by the fifth kohen. Remember, there were four avodos that precede this. Rosh and the regel are done by the fifth kohen. Ushtei hayadayim, the two forelegs, were brought by the sixth kohen. That's next. Ha'ukatz v'haregel, which is the tail, the spine, and the other hind leg, the left hind leg, that was brought by the seventh kohen. Hechazeva hagera, which is the breast and the neck of the animal, that was brought by the eighth kohen. Ushtei hadafanos, the two flanks, the two sides, that was the ninth kohen. That included really most of the rib cage. Ushtei vahakravayim, that's brought by the tenth kohen. Those are the intestines that were placed in a bowl. Vehasoles, that was the mincha, the flour offering. That's the 11th kohen. Vahachavitin, that was, we know the Kohen Gadol offered this minchas chavitin every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. There was a tenth of an eighth of flour, and it was split. It was made into 12 loaves. Again, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. But it was brought up to the kevesh by early in the morning by this kohen, and this was the next kohen. He was the 12th kohen, the hayayin, and the 13th kohen, that was the nesachim, that was the wine. Where'd you pour the wine? So according to some rishonim, you poured it down this hole in the mizbeach, right next to the other hole, which was used only 7 days a year to pour water, which was for Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. The Rambam's of the opinion that daily they would pour the wine down on the Yesod, which is the bottom piece that stuck out from the Mizbeach, and only on the 7 days of Sukkos, when you're bringing Mayim, water from the Shiloach, and pouring that down its hole, would you pour the wine down the other hole. So that is the 13 Kohanim, as we said. So again, the four Avodos, which was the Shechita, Zrika, cleaning the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and cleaning the Menorah, and then the other nine Kohanim, who brought up the various limbs of the Kevesh. Amar ben Azai, Lifnei Rabbi Akiva, Mishim Rabbi Yoshua, Derech Hilucho Hayakarev. The way we brought the order of the various parts of the animal that were brought up the kevesh is not based on how much meat they have. Meaning we have the list of, well, the rosh is first because that's the most important. And then what came? The hind leg. That was the regel. So that went, then that came because it had a lot of meat on it. And then shtei adayim. And we went in a particular order. So that was, order was based on how much meat was on that. And that gives it its chashivas. These Tanaim disagree. They say, no, the limbs were offered and all also the pious, how they were handed out was based on how the animal walked, the anatomy of how the animal walked. So yes, the head is first, no doubt. And that came along with the right hind leg. That was because we want the head doesn't have, it's most important, but it doesn't have that much meat. We'll bring this as well. But after that, it's not about how much meat there is anymore. It's in the follow the anatomy. So you did the head. So then instead of our the Tana Kama who said the shtei yadayim, the front two legs come afterwards, after the rosh and the regel. No, the front two legs, not at all. You bring the head and the neck. You bring the ukats and the you bring the chazeh and the geira. You should bring those afterwards. Why? Because you should have the neck. That should come after the head. Why are you doing the shtei yadayim first? So the order, according to this, would be the neck and the chest, which followed the head and the front and the back hind leg only because we want something with a lot of meat, at least at the beginning, along with the head, but then the neck and the chest, and then the two front legs, then the two sides, then the left hind leg, and then the intestines would be last. So we change the order. The chazeh and the geirah should move up. The head, the neck, and the chest should move up because it should be in the order of the anatomy of the animal.